Good evening and welcome to the News Hour. An air of desperation is growing in Turkey and Syria tonight as the chance of finding earthquake survivors grows dimmer by the hour.
The death toll has grown to at least 12,000 with an unknown number still missing. Jane Ferguson reports from Adana in southern Turkey, where Hatay province, along with Idlib province in Syria, are among the worst hit areas.
The combing through the dust and debris of apartment blocks continues in Turkey. There were over 90 people inside this one when it collapsed in the early hours of Monday morning. So far, only two gravely wounded survivors have been found, locals tell us. Periodically, the rescue workers stop what they are doing, machinery is turned off, and everyone falls quiet and listens for the sound of survivors under their feet. What appears as though a silent tribute to the dead is actually still hope for the living. But desperate relatives waiting on the pavement nearby know that hope is fading.
I have an aunt here, and then aunt, husband, and then daughters. Three persons inside.
So a three-person family.
Yes.
Have any of them been pulled from the rubble?
No, we don't know what's happened. But they living first floor, but here 14th floor. So it's very difficult to find life there, I think.
There is an unspoken understanding here that the search for survivors is turning into the recovery of bodies.
There are thousands of rescue workers just like this spread out across southern Turkey, still digging through the rubble, still determined to pull survivors from underneath collapsed buildings. But three whole days since the earthquakes struck, the likelihood of finding anyone still alive diminishes every hour.
President Erdogan visited the quake zone today and met with displaced families in a tent city. He addressed the growing criticism about Turkey's delayed disaster response.
İçerisinde de Allah'ın izniyle şunu da söyleyeyim.
As of now, a total of 21,200 personnel of the military, gendarmerie, and police are on duty in Hatay. Despite this, some dishonest people are campaigning in Hatay and are making false statements. Certainly there have been shortfalls, as the conditions have been clear. It is impossible to be prepared to face a disaster like this.
With elections due in May, this is a testy time for Erdogan. Restricting social media preemptively during a crisis is a common practice adopted by his administration. In the hard-hit southern city of Antakya, much-needed aid is slowly trickling in.
We have no water, no food. We have nothing. I want help and nothing else. I don't care about shelter so long as my children are safe.
We have to evacuate people from cities. You cannot live here, especially in this cold. There are small children. If people haven't died from being stuck under the rubble, they'll die from the cold.
Across the border in northwest Syria, more scenes of utter devastation in Idlib province. In Haram, the battle continues to save lives. 200 people are trapped under rubble. All that's left are signs of a childhood lost. After more than a decade of civil war, getting aid into the opposition-held province was already hard. Now, it's nearly impossible. None has reached thus far, leaving many to fend off a brutal winter now out in the cold. Locals and rescuers also lack the tools they need and the manpower as they painstakingly comb through the rubble. Mustafa Al-Khalaf is part of that effort, helping residents whose homes were destroyed.
Evacuation teams have been working for more than 48 hours to rescue survivors from the rubble and to extract the dead bodies. Truthfully, evacuation teams have only the most basic supplies.
One man told us 25 of his family members lie dead under this collapsed building.
It obliterated this entire area. I urge your help. Today we lost close to 25 martyrs, my uncle and his children, wives, other children and women. We extracted seven, but there were about 17 or 18 martyrs under the wreckage that we weren't able to extract from the lack of ability.
Those who did survive are homeless, like this family now living in a temporary shelter for those who've lost everything.
We are in need of clothes for the children. We do not have any. We don't have any money to spend. We don't have food. We women are suffering in the cold and the rain. Here, no one is helping us. In other countries, even when there's a small earthquake, the whole world stands with them. But here in Idlib, the children have been under the rubble for 3 days. No one is helping them. Why?
Desperation is now mixed with frustration as the urgency to find more survivors grows. But here, as in Turkey, with each passing minute, these rescuers become collectors, adding to the horrific accounting of this disaster. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Jane Ferguson in Adana, Turkey.